USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence makes a surprise visit to Iraq, meeting with the president of the Kurdistan region of the country, offering reassurances after the U.S. pulled back troops from northern Syria 2 months ago, leaving the Kurds there vulnerable.
I want to thank you, though, Mr. President, for making time for an important opportunity to discuss the enduring bond that exists between the Kurdish people and the people of the United States of America.
The Vice President also visited U.S. troops and helped serve an early holiday Thanksgiving meal. Pope Francis has started a 3-day trip in Japan. He expressed his love for the country right after he landed. He plans to appeal for a total nuclear disarmament while in Japan and has scheduled a meeting with the victims of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
3 people were killed when an Amtrak passenger train collided with a vehicle in Jupiter, Florida. The Palm Beach Post reported 3 passengers were traveling in a vehicle that was struck by a southbound train, all of whom were apparently killed when the car was hit. According to Amtrak, none of the train's 200 passengers were hurt. The track remains closed to train traffic until further notice. A spokesperson for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said they're not able to confirm the number of people who died. There's a new warning from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concerning romaine lettuce. Health officials say there's a new food poisoning outbreak involving E. coli bacteria, and they're telling consumers to avoid romaine grown in Salinas, California, or just skip that variety entirely if the label doesn't say where it came from. According to the CDC, the romaine E. coli has sickened 40 people in 16 states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A former Fox News anchor makes a big donation to support freedom of the press. Here's USA's Chris Bonds with details.
Shepard Smith, speaking on Thursday night at the Committee to Protect Journalists annual Press Freedom Gala in New York City, announcing he was donating $500,000 to that nonprofit, telling the crowd,
"Intimidation and vilification of the press is now a global phenomenon. We don't have to look far for evidence of that."
Smith's remarks at the event were the first public remarks he'd made since resigning Fox abruptly last month. That gala raised about $2.7 million in total for the nonprofit's mission of defending the rights of journalists around the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Morris Meatpacking has recalled approximately 515,000 pounds of raw pork after an anonymous tip that they were producing products without inspections. The Food and Safety Inspection Service classified the health risk as high. The company, which is based in Maywood, Illinois, produced the raw pork products without federal inspection and outside of inspection hours. The items were produced from November 2017 to November 2019 and distributed to retail locations in Illinois. The products bear establishment number 18267. So far, no adverse reactions have been confirmed yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.